Press go.
Go. Okay,
press and go.
Do.
Late night.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Cheers,
clink.
Me.
Clink sound. And welcome to 100,000
trying too hard.
Episode celebrating 20 million years of People Say Words.
Whenever we finally release.
In
27,000. 27,000. We got a while.
25,000 years, yes.
We have a lot of podcasts.
We're
going to
put them. Well, no. This is the last episode.
We're only doing four. And then people are like, bring.
Yeah. We're going to put it
in. People say words back.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to create market demand.
I hope so.
Okay.
All right. So how the show works is we do.
Do we do need to explain how the show works? Is that like that's a thing?
We should.
Okay.
We roll a random number generator. And
we activate our ancient Russian rumber jabber raber. That's how you pronounce it.
Rubber rubber. If you were German.
If you were Russian.
Russian. I can't even pronounce
it. Random number generator. We activate our random number generator to pick a question that someone has asked.
This week we have
questions. Because that's the most interesting thing we could think of. Because let's just answer questions of anything. I was thinking we should do, like, talk about movies. Because I feel like movies is what we get the most out of.
We do get a lot out of movies.
Or TV, or just nerd stuff. But that would neglect our audience. That would limit how many people would listen to us. It would limit it from
which is currently zero.
So you can't possibly because also you can totally hear you douche flute. You can hear douche flute. You douche fluting on the when you listen. Yeah, so you should not douche flute as much, especially because it's my fucking room.
Yes, master.
Random number generator. Go three.
Three. I'm gonna read the first one.
Okay.
Which guy celebrity would you be most likely to make out with when drunk? Now, Lane, I know you want to say me.
Well, you're not a male celebrity. And it's unknown if you're actually a male. It's unconfirmed.
My penis is so burned my body, I pee on my balls.
Yeah, exactly. Haha, callbacks! Yay,
go back and listen to the last episode to get the joke.
Famous person to make out with? Most likely?
It has to be male.
It has to be male?
Which guy celebrity?
I don't like this guy label that we're giving people.
If I had to make out with a male celebrity. I want to make out a male celebrity that did not
have. But it's
have
not
a
even if you had to. It's what was. What
which?
Male would you be most likely to? That doesn't even mean that you
would.
Oh,
wait, is it likely?
Yes, exactly. These questions. It's
be
most likely,
likely
to.
Oh. So obviously, someone you probably lose in Vancouver. It's a celebrity.
Yes, like I guess statistically, who do we know that's? I don't know anyone that's famous. Johnny Depp.
I've met Gene Simmons before.
Johnny Depp. Oh God, he would be terrifying to make out with.
Yeah.
He'd be like an alien, like sticking his tongue down your esophagus.
That'd be pretty gross. Trudeau comes to Vancouver.
Trudeau. Make out with Trudeau drunkenly. That'd be pretty scandalous.
Yeah, it would. That'd be pretty sweet. He'd be super popular.
Prime Minister of Canada found kissing.
Strange two, boy.
No, two-bit podcast writer. Due to resign in 2017. I don't know, John.
If you're interested, people say words. Please listen here.
Johnny Depp. I'm going to go with Johnny Depp.
You're most likely to make out with Johnny Depp.
Well, I'm most likely to make out with no one. Because I, like, at the point where I'm that drunk, I'm more, like... I would have to be that drunk, like I was on Halloween, plus some.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm in any semblance to make out with people once I'm that drunk?
No. Okay. Well, in that case, then, it's going to be like, who is the... This is terrible.
Who's my male crush?
Who's the rapiest celebrity that'll make out with you?
Oh, interesting.
Because you're going to be, like, pass-out drunk, so it's going to be, like, the rapiest celebrity.
So it would also have to be, I guess, Neil Patrick Harris?
Neil Patrick.
Because he's the only gay celebrity that I know. Because at the same time, I don't think Johnny Depp would randomly, like, force himself on me. That'd
be like,
pretty...
ooh, look at this Afro Thunder man.
I can't do... That joke's old. I can't do a Johnny Depp voice. I think he talks through his teeth like this.
Sure.
No, but not like... Like, I'm very mysterious.
He's got a gap.
And
a little gap, though. He's got, like, a little gap.
I don't know. I've seen people do impressions of him where they talk like they're talking through their teeth and they move their hands in a weird way. I don't know. That's not a very good Johnny Depp accent. I think we're doing too quiet. I think it's too quiet.
Yeah, I said, what did I say? Trudeau.
Trudeau, okay.
Yeah.
Trudeau seems like a pretty rapey kind of guy.
Well, no, I wouldn't be the same as you. I would be different.
Right.
Might be like, hey, Andrew, I dare you to go kiss Trudeau. And I'd be like, this will be funny, and I might get shot.
Yeah, well, probably not shot. Probably just tased. Well, not even tased. Probably just, like...
tackled.
You probably wouldn't make it. You would get apprehended before.
And I'd be like, I tried.
Or they would, like, intercept, and it would be, like, some hairy bodyguard. He'd be like, no, and then you would, like, stick his tongue...
And like, a bunch of hair in my mouth. Yeah, exactly. And he'd be like, what? And they'd vomit on him. And then we'd both fall on the ground and slide around in the vomit. And Trudeau would just be, like, watching it. And he'd be like, I feel so bad. Do you want to kiss? And I'd be like, it's all I ever wanted, man.
It's like, sorry, I'm a prime minister. I can't kiss boys. That would be scandalous. Hey, don't you own that podcast?
Don't you own the... Yeah, plug me. Plug me, please.
No.
Yeah. No, please.
I'll take fictional things that never will happen for 500, Trebek.
Just like Neil Patrick Harris coming to our house and finding you asleep.
Yeah, that'd be kind of creepy. I don't know that many gay celebrities. Neil Patrick Harris, the male husband of Neil Patrick Harris. Ellen? Male. But Ellen's not a dude?
No. No, Ellen's a girl.
Yeah, but she's a lesbian.
That is different than a gay male.
That is technically true. Alright, next question. Yeah.
Let's move on. This is getting weird.
Not really.
There you go.
I think it would have been better for, like, well, who's your male celebrity crush? These questions are... I should be in charge of questions.
No, I'm not allowed to.
I should be able to veto questions.
Three. We already did it.
Wow. You're already rolling
down. Already screwing them up.
You're the worst. Three again. Andrew, you're fired.
Four. Next page.
Oh, this is the wild card question? No, four. No, no. If there was a civil war, possibly war. Oh, no, it is war.
Let's go with where.
A civil war in Canada, and it was... safe? R?
By the way, this week our questions are written by our beautiful intern.
It was
intern,
something for
Megan,
you to.
And our new intern.
Okay, I'm
Becky.
Lost here.
Give me that.
No, seriously! Please tell me what
if
that.
If there was a civil war in Canada,
right,
and it was unsafe for you
to
stay here with the.
It's tricky.
Given circumstance.
Maybe. Are we stupid?
In USA, what would be. Yes, that's not relevant though. What would be your choice of action? Okay, I gotta read the whole question again now that I've
okay, so no, I think I got
if
it.
If there was a civil war in Canada and it was unsafe for you to stay here, with the given circumstances in USA, what would be your choice of action?
If there was a civil war...
I assume the civil war is between Canada... Or no, wait, civil war is just Canada.
Yeah, civil
so
war
is... Canada's having a civil war with
so
itself...
So it's the French versus
so
everyone else.
So obviously it's Quebec versus everybody. I would stay put and kill
I would
the
take
Frenchies.
Up arms.
Yeah, we'd take up arms real freaking
fight,
fast.
To fight the French menace.
They'd be like, the war is against Quebec. And be like, okay, we're in BC. We'll take up arms. $5 says we'll make it to, like, Alberta, and the war will be over.
Yeah, just start marching. Get a platoon and be like, we're the 1,000-something-kilometer march to Quebec. We're going to the capital. We're just
the
carrying...
capital of Quebec? Quebec City?
Quebec City, yep. We're going to storm Quebec City, and we'd have we're hockey sticks... hockey sticks.
We should have
hockey sticks with bayonets.
And bayonets taped with hockey tape to our...
to our...
Wait, other way around. Yeah. Bayonets. Yeah. Hockey sticks taped to our bayonets.
And then we would just aim it at the French Canadians, and then they would surrender.
They'd be like, oh no!
Because, you know, French people...
More Canadian.
So, well, that's another easy one.
Yeah.
Invade Quebec.
Now, let's say it wasn't Quebec. Let's say it was, like, half of Canada against
BC
the
other half. Everyone.
Yeah.
That would be the moment.
Sure.
BCV everyone, I would go to my cabin and live there.
You don't think that would get raided eventually?
No. Well, yeah, eventually, but that thing's in the middle of bumfuck nowhere.
Yeah, that's true. What would I do?
Or I'd go to Amsterdam. I'd go and visit Amsterdam for go learn
for an
Dutch.
For indefinite period.
For a permanent amount of time. Become a... Yeah. 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 That's my answer.
I don't know. I mean, you might be able to just go to Vancouver Island and be okay. Like...
But that's where the capital... No, wait. Yeah, it is where the capital
Victoria.
Is.
Victoria.
Yeah, so they'd be storming
Victoria.
So
everyone just storm the capital? Is that what, like, the
actually,
big...
Actually, yeah, we'll all go to my cabin.
Yeah, okay.
They're not gonna go to the West Coast on a... Like, there are no cities near there except for fucking Euclid.
They would just go to Euclid or something.
Yeah, but they would eventually want to take Euclid, or that Euclid would secede.
Is your cabin in the bay? It's like in a bay?
No, it's... Hold on, let's Google... I can Google map it.
The only worry your cabin is if it's on the open water, then they'd be able to just, like...
Well, I think it's on a group of islands. I can't talk too close to the mic. Okay, hold on. This is where my cabin is. It's literally... Okay, so here are the Broken Islands. Where's that lake? Kennedy Lake? That sounds right. No. Is this it? Oh, hey, the Pacific Ocean. Yeah, dude. Hey, Lucky Creek. Oh, sweet. Yeah, that's it. Lucky Creek. Holy shit, do they have a walking of Lucky Creek? Yeah, you can actually see it on Google Maps. That's fucking cool.
That's your cabin there?
Yeah, that's it.
Holy shit.
You can see it. And that's Lucky Creek.
Wait, is it on an island or is it on the mainland?
It is
main island.
Well, it's on the... Yeah, it's technically on the main island.
Oh, shit, I always thought it was on an island.
No. It's just...
Oh, shit.
It's just that, like, you... But you can't get anywhere. You can't get here from anywhere.
Well, I wonder if there'd be a way to hike into it.
Yeah, from, like, one of
let's
these...
Let's see.
Hold it'd on. Be a long-ass fucking...
Can you stop clicking the fucking mouse and just let it zoom in and sit for a second there, bud? See, what's this? Is this river or is this dirt road?
No, that's not... That's
a logging road.
That's logging.
So we can make it out to the logging road,
no
problem.
But that's not a logging road where, like, you can drive to. Like, they've had to fly
right.
shit
it's
in.
It's a logging road that doesn't go anywhere?
Yeah, exactly. It's like in the... because it's all mountains.
There it goes. There it connects.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What? Boom. Logging road, logging road, logging road, logging road, logging road, logging road, logging road.
But this is all... That's all
and
mountain.
And hike.
Okay, so I guess you could hike, technically. So
that hike's only, like, I don't know, 2-3 hours, probably.
Okay. There you go. Mystery solved.
Is that a logging road down there, too?
Probably.
No. South.
South?
Yeah, what's that?
I think that's just probably like... No, that's rocks.
Jumbotron house or something?
Alright, well, that was productive. Everyone's like, what the fuck is happening right now?
You gotta go to
your
cabin.
All three... Yeah, I know. My parents still wanted... Well, I told my parents that we have to do that, but it's fucking... It's hard.
Yeah.
Actually, we could just... Because previously, I was always thinking about bringing, like... Wait, hold on.
Why do you always just pause it? No, we're not going to edit it. Just wait, pause.
Okay,
you
pause.
Say something. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Bravissimo, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cabin. We'll go there. Do we need guns with us?
Oh, for Civil War. No.
You're not going to bring any
It's
weapons?
A Canadian Civil War.
Right, so we're all hockey sticks and baguettes.
Yeah, hockey sticks. No, a bayonet, not a baguette. That's
no,
what
but and baguettes, you know. Quebec will bring baguettes.
Yeah, we'll abduct some
We'll
French
bring
people.
Hockey sticks. Newfies will bring salmon.
There's already salmon there.
Lobster.
You wouldn't want to bring salmon.
We'll bring lobster claws. Or like live lobster and just like chuck them at people.
This is the worst Civil War ever. Next question.
And then everyone should be yelling sorry at each other.
Sorry, bud.
Sorry, bud.
Oh, I rolled a 4.
Sorry, bud.
Let's see if I can roll something that's not... Oh, I rolled a 4 again.
Wow.
We're going to have to fire my ex-Soviet scientist.
2.
That's a 2. Here, wait, let me do this one.
No, because you were... Oh, right, now you
didn't.
Can read. You can read these ones, though.
You're... If you got to choose your own name, what would it be?
Whoa.
Well...
Did we do this question?
No, we didn't. That's an old... No, I've never seen that.
Yeah. Like I said...
Well, that's not how names fucking work.
Ricardo? Oh, no, that's the serial killer question. Hey.
No, that's... Yeah, what would you change your name to if you were... No, we're not going back there. If I got to pick my name... I don't know. Fucking...
Hans Zimmer.
Drake.
Drake? Really?
No, hold on. Oh, wait. Who... Drake Northstar. Or some shit like that.
Drake Northstar?
Or like, something, the Fist of Vengeance. I'd have, like, a weird title name. And then they'd say, Mr. Fist of Vengeance?
The second?
No, not the second. It'd be the first.
Or the eighth?
First of his name. Rightful heir to the...
You think you have the ability to change your name.
Yeah, I know, but that... Well, see, if I... that's the thing. It's the same thing. Like, I could go ahead and pick whatever the... I like my name. Because that's what they gave me. My parents were like, hey, here's a name. And I'm like, hey, cool.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. That's really cool. Maybe I wouldn't even switch... I'd switch Garrett to something else.
You switch your first name to something else.
Yeah. I'd switch it to something very sexy.
Like Gareth.
No.
Garth?
Garth. No,
Super sexy.
Some...
Ricardo!
A traditional Dutch name.
Kantututi?
Bergstaber Pretterbeterben.
So sexy.
Everyone knows the Dutch has the sexiest words.
The sexiest. How do you say the sexy in Dutch?
I don't know. Well, let's just search sexy in Dutch. It's probably something silly.
This is going to turn up something weird. There we go.
Interklot! sexy. This is the... what the f... Hold on. Okay. Sexy. Oh, wow. Wait. Yeah, it's the same.
Take off the Y.
Sex. I bet you it's still pretty similar.
Oh. Or just put attractive.
It's sex. Technically the same.
Sex.
It's S-E-K-S if anyone was...
C-K-S.
So it's technically still sex.
Sex.
It's that... Well, that's your, you know, German efficiency right there. Your phonics. Because, like... Well, no. Yeah, exactly.
Phonics.
Yeah. I would not change... I would change Garrett to something exotic. But I'd keep the lane.
I like my first name. I don't like hearing it.
You don't like hearing the word Andrew?
Yeah.
Is that because all through high school everyone called you a fucking baked good?
Yeah, man.
Fuck.
Baked good, bro. You're the best.
So stupid.
I'd probably change it to something like...
Did people in college still do that? Or was that just high school?
No.
Fuck. How do you introduce that? How do you, like...
I don't. I introduce myself as Andrew.
So how does that transcend... How did that...
Somebody called me Pie. People kept calling me Pi, and then if I introduced myself into a new environment, I would say, hi, my name is Andrew, and they'd be like, oh, okay, blah, 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 and they'd learn what my last name was, and then people would be like, hey, Andrew Pi, and then people would be like, oh, that sounds so cool, oh, Pi, and, like, people just did it naturally, they would change it to Pi, they would just be like, oh, Pi.
You're a disgrace, and I just,
I'd probably want to go by my last name if I could.
Just forever? You'd be named Pi?
Yeah.
So you'd be Pie Pie.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Or Berry Pie.
Berry Pie?
Or by Berry.
Berry!
But it would be spelled...
Or Meat? What about Meat?
It'd be spelled B-A-I-E-R-R-Y-E. Berry!
Berry!
Pie.
Berry. Okay. These questions are way too easy. All right.
Or Meat Pie. Yeah, Meat Pie.
Meat Pie? Mr. Meat Pie? The fuck? Is this a real name? No, you can't have the job. All right, number generator, go. Three again.
Wow, you stink.
Oh, three again. Four again. Two again. I think we did two.
Yeah, we did.
Maybe we should do D3.
Yeah, D3.
All right, hold on.
No! Lane drops the die!
Six.
I'll read this one.
We freaked out.
What do you think is the number one useful skill that everyone should have to survive in the wilderness?
Oh, in the wilderness.
What is the least useful?
Okay, well, most useful skill in the wilderness? Starting a fire.
Yeah, I was going to say being able to start a fire.
Start a fire.
Because you cook, you stay warm, you scare off other animals.
You can use it.
Signals.
You can burn the fucking forest down.
You can burn the forest down to go back home. You'd be like, I can't find out where home is. And you burn the whole forest. And you're like, oh, there it is over there. Over that hill.
Now, what do you think least useful skill is?
Not being able to start a fire.
That's not a skill. I was going to say computer coding.
Oh, I see. Least useful skill.
Least useful skill. What?
being able to...
Like, really, there are a lot of very not useful skills in a survival situation. Being able to fly a plane.
I was gonna say something to do with food.
Spacecraft repair. Brewing.
NASA spacecraft.
World War II history.
I was gonna say something to do with cooking, but I realized anything that revolves around cooking is still useful. Yeah. I was gonna say flipping burgers. And I was like, well, then you know how to cook meat.
Well,
but
that's
not the least useful.
It's not the least useful.
Yeah.
Because there's still coding. And
yeah.
Exactly. Like, driving would be not a very useful skill
in the wilderness, yeah. Unless you, tied a bunch of, boar together, and then you had to, drive a cart around with the boar.
But that's not...
Well, driving, but you know how to steer.
Okay, I guess so. We're just plowing through these questions. We're going to be out of questions soon. We're only at 21 minutes.
You better slow it down, big boy.
Okay, well... How can I say anything?
Okay, well, yeah, most useful is definitely fire.
What's another one? What's another useful skill?
Hunting.
Okay, yeah.
I would say hunting.
I'd say foraging more so than
hunting.
What are
you, a vegetarian?
No, I'm saying that it's easier to forage than it is
to hunt.
Would
you rather pick basil or hunt animals?
Because hunting is one thing, but hunting implies that you have a weapon. What if you don't have a bow and arrow or a gun?
Well, no, hunting implies that you know how to hunt with whatever you have.
So what, you're going to just fucking hunt a deer with a knife? I don't...
hunt deer, you would hunt, a salmon.
Well, that's not hunting, that's fishing.
It's a category of hunting.
No, it's not! Well, maybe it is. I don't know. Hunt, no. Wait, hold on. Is fishing hunting?
Look up the verb, fishing.
To hunt.
To hunt.
To hunt. To hunt. To chase or search for game or other wild animals.
Catching or killing. To fish. DD.
No, to fish. Catch or to catch fish. Yeah, I'd still say hunting and fishing are two different categories of skills.
Okay. Well, that is besides the point. You can kill lots of other animals with just a knife.
Sure, but, man.
Human.
Yeah, I will hunt the most dangerous the most dangerous game of all. Man.
I would kill man. Then I'd eat him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, fire and hunting to me are the most useful.
Procreation. Because if you're going to die in the forest, you could procreate outward. Like, you could just create a new society.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant... see yourself alone in the forest and be like... I'm so good at sex. At least I'm gonna die knowing that I'm super good at sex.
I'm assuming that there's like a party of
females following you around.
No, just other humans.
But they're all female.
Not necessarily.
Six out of seven.
Preferably, but not necessarily.
I will take them.
Yeah, man. So there you go.
What least useful skill you said?
Anything technology.
Okay, let's say it has to be the least useful skill that is related to the wilderness. So still something that you would use in the wilderness, but is the least useful skill.
Astronomy.
No way, really?
Yeah, astronomy.
I'd rather know astronomy than the ability to read a compass.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because a compass can break.
Yeah.
You can break a compass. You can't break astronomy.
But actually, also, the skill of using a compass isn't... Like, that's not a skill. Compass is a tool.
Yeah, but there are people who don't know how to read a compass.
Well, there are people who would die in the forest within hours.
Exactly.
Those people are the same people. If you don't know how to use a compass, you probably don't know anything else.
Would you rather know how to use a compass or use astronomy?
Well, I would rather use astronomy. But if you...
There you go!
But that's because...
Then the compass is the more useless skill.
Well, okay, fine, but knowing how to use a compass is, no, bullshit. Everyone knows how to use a compass.
That's not true.
It points north.
It doesn't mean I know how it works, or what it means, or how to read it.
North! That way is north. I guess, no, because, okay, hold on, if we're going off of skills, then... Like, if you've got... Because what would it be? Cartography? No, not cartography. That's making maps. What's reading maps? The skill of reading maps. Being able to... Navigation. Navigation skills. There's too many variables. Dick sucking.
Dick sucking.
Useless skill.
Useless skill in the wilderness. Unless I have a pack of women.
No, you should be procreating to create a village in the wilderness.
No dick sucking, only full penetration.
Exactly. Don't waste that semen.
It doesn't go in her mouth.
God, we're going on to the next question. Alright, we're down to two.
Semen. It's okay, my turn
high.
To roll.
Oh, it's your turn to roll. Okay. We're going high. I want to read this one.
You can't.
I can't. Or is it the bad lip penmanship?
Read the article I sent you online.
You have this. Oh, I already opened this and did a...
Did you read it already?
I didn't.
I opened it.
Oh, Ashes to Pottery, How Designer Makes Dinnerware from the Dead. Can we
see? Okay, you're going to read it.
A designer has launched a range of custom ceramic dinnerware glazed with the cremated ashes of dead loved ones. That's fucked up. Some dude from some place in a different country mixes cremated human ashes into a glaze, which he uses to coat bowls, vases, cup holders, coffee cups, urns.
Does he sell this?
Probably. No, he probably makes it for people.
Dead people?
Yeah, so he makes dead people into Tupperware. Or no, not Tupperware. Sorry, cookware.
You'll put it in the microwave.
Wow, damn. He charges $400 to create the glaze, plus between $160 and $649 for each pottery. That's a good scam. We should start that.
Turning dead people into things?
Yeah, dude.
I'll put your dead person in this computer.
I don't know. What's the question? Is the question just read and react? It's a read and react?
Would you have this done to yourself or your family?
No, because I'm going to be put into a sick fucking...
I think there's a certain level of sentimentality of it.
No, it's ashes. That's
sentimentality, not for you, you're dead, but for the people.
But that, why would I want to get, why would I, okay.
Like, so not my you,
no,
not
no.
you.
No, I get that. Okay, my grandpa died, right? Why would I want his ashes made into a bowl? That makes no fucking sense whatsoever. Well, I just got a kajigger. Oh, no. No, never mind.
Put it away.
But I need to tell people that fuck Christmas. Or I need to tell people, semicolon, fuck for Christmas.
No, I think it's really silly. I'm trying to side with it. I'm trying to, like, think about how I could side with it, but I can't get behind that. It's just so stupid.
Like, sure, if you want to do that, fine. But, like, that's fucking stupid.
It's a scam. It's such a scam. I mean, if you want to do something like that, just do it yourself.
Just taxidermy up the
just
bloated corpse of your loved
one. Put them in your top window of your house. Put a light on behind them.
No, like taxidermy. You know? I want to be taxidermy.
Yeah, yeah, taxidermy.
Doing this.
And then...
And have, like...
listening, Lane is posing heroically.
No, it's... What's that? Like a dictator would. Like Mussolini would pose.
You didn't get my reference, though. I gave you a reference of Psycho, and you didn't get it.
Wait, what? Psycho?
Yeah, you said, like...
Posing?
Taxidermy. And I said, stick them in front of a window and turn a light on behind them.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
It's a good reference, too, man. You hurt my feels.
Sorry, oh, well. Well, let's put that in the category of references Lane didn't get.
Yeah.
Versus the fucking mountain of references you don't
hey,
get.
Hey, dude, slowly. I will build a small mound.
No, you never will. Yeah, so...
I think it's stupid. I mean, if you really are that kind of person that's, like, really into that sentimentality sort of shit...
But it's not even it doesn't even make sense sentimentally. Because...
It does, in a sense.
How? Explain to me
people
how...
People keep urns of their ashes sitting on their mantle forever.
That's kind of weird, too, to be honest.
There's an example. You wanted an example.
Humans
I just
are stupid.
One. Yes. Look who's in office now.
Oh! No, we're not talking about that. That's
yes, we have to make this relevant. We have to make it relevant.
Then why aren't there six Trump questions?
There should be six
there
Trump
should,
questions.
There should be a Trump-tacular special.
I don't know about the other people, but I'm appalled and angry.
Well, that's not how democracy works, so you don't get to be angry.
You know there was more votes for Hillary, technically?
I don't even think she won popular. Did she win popular?
Yeah, but
okay, hold on. If you go and look at the voter turnout, is
really, yeah, 47% didn't vote.
Yeah, well, is
47%
that...
of the voting population didn't vote. It's just like what?
It's like, that's how democracy works, bud.
What was it? The voting between the scumbag and the bag of shit.
No, a giant douche and a turd sandwich.
Oh my god, yeah.
See, that's because that's the thing.
Should have voted libertarians then.
Well, that, I think there were a lot of people who voted for third party.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd actually like to see.
I'd like to see, yeah,
how many people voted. What the difference
was between this year and every other year of third party voting.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I really wish, like, part of me would have loved to see the libertarian, like, not libertarians, but a third party win.
That will never happen.
That would,
like, yeah, everyone would love to see that, but that'll never.
Trump basically was the third. I just want to, like,
right.
What would happen? Like,
we'll get to kind of see. That's kind of what Trump is.
But it would just be funny because if, like, nobody ever said, like, oh, I'm going to vote third party. Like, if everyone just kept it to themselves, sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's like, oh, yeah.
Well, that's basically what happened with Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
Except that there were also a bunch of middle class Americans who also voted for Trump. How sad.
Oh, God. Now we're going to have Russia coming in.
No, they want to be. Russia wants to be friends.
That's what I mean.
Friendly Russia. Russia has a very good track record of not killing 60 million civilians in Second World War.
They're very, very friendly people. You know Putin's been in office for 15 years?
Yeah, but he was democratically voted in because he was voted. People, quotation marks.
Voted,
quotation marks, for Putin, quotation marks.
In, quotation marks.
Quotation marks. All right, let's do the last question. That we segued.
We should probably take a break.
Really?
Yeah, we should take a break.
I don't want to take a break, though.
I have to take a break.
Because you have to piss, because the bladder is the size of a fucking micro.
All right.
Pause the thing.
We'll be right back. We're back.
This episode is brought to you by the God Emperor Trump. King of the High the Imperium of Man.
Even he sees the benefit in paying off podcast writers.
Right. Even though his inquisitors have us at gunpoint, so if we say anything bad about him, we're going to be executed by inquisitors.
He's a beautiful, beautiful man.
That's our sponsor. Is that a thing? Is that like a thing? We do questions, and then we do a fake sponsorship, and then we do more questions?
Well, yeah, until it becomes a real sponsorship.
Right.
In Never Never Land.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's go fucking pay these two fucking Canadian little hosers to...
Because our economy is so fucking good, bud. We'll just pay them off, because that's what our economy needs. More podcast stars.
Yeah. I wonder, are there Canadian podcasts?
Oh, yeah.
Are there?
No, we're the first Canadian podcast.
We're the one Canadian.
We are the one true Canadian podcast.
Yes, every other one is fake.
They're actually Americans.
Yeah, they're fake.
They're just podcasting right on the border, so the signal gets fucked up. Yeah. And they think it's from Canada, but it's actually still in America.
All right, last question. What's the last question?
There's still two questions.
No, there's one and then the mystery
then
question.
Then there's the surprise question. Yeah.
Watch the number one, it's a Trump question.
Sorry, I'm just still trying to get past my anger right now.
Are you really mad about it?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Like, yeah, but you don't have emotions.
No, I do. It's just that, like, as soon as they elected him to be the guy to vote for, I was like, I bet you fucking Trump's gonna win.
It just was so silly, because it was like...
No, it's not.
What was silly about it is they put the fucking... It's not necessarily that actually... You know what? Half my anger is Trump winning.
Uh-huh.
The other half of my anger is what a joke politics are, and that this has pushed me to the edge thinking political systems are...
Seize the means of production, comrades! This is actually a communist propaganda channel.
I'm ready to start communism.
No, well, because they also picked the shittiest candidate ever.
Yeah,
to be for the Democrats.
Oh, for Hillary. Yeah,
yeah.
Hillary.
Like they picked I don't know what the other options besides Bernie was, but they picked the. They were just like, oh well, Hillary's.
How did Hillary get picked over Bernie? Like, what happened there?
They fucked her. I don't know the exact details, but Hillary's goons basically fucked over Bernie so that he didn't get the nomination.
That's such garbage.
Well, yeah, there you go. Like, that's why I'm not really mad, because the liberals basically just fucked themselves so hard. They were
Do you think Bernie would have won?
I don't know. I think he would have been...
No, it's not... Actually, it's not, do you know? Yet, it's yes. Do you think?
Yes, because it was that close, and I know how pissed off people were about Bernie not getting...
And also the fact that it's a woman. Some people didn't want to vote. There was a large grouping.
Okay, so being...
What about the whole male Mexican thing you were talking about?
Yeah, yes, but does being a woman automatically make you qualified to do a thing?
No.
Right.
Nor does being a male, though.
Right, exactly. So it's irrelevant. It should be irrelevant.
Like, but we're not blind to that.
Well, yeah, no, I get that. But if you look at quality, like, because it's what was it?
I was going to say, but the majority of the people were going to vote male. But that's not true, because there was a very large population of female that voted Hillary because she was a woman.
There's also a lot so of, it goes there's two a lot ways. Of females who vote, but there's a lot of females who voted Trump, and there was a lot of black people who voted for Romney. It's not like that's the gender that I want. It's like, it's more complicated than, oh, she's a woman, she can't do it. It's, actually, I saw a video clip of her saying the nuclear option is okay. Yeah. Like, I don't think Trump, like, Trump's a piece of shit, I get that, but I don't think he ever said the nuclear, like, I think the nuclear option is something we should consider. It's like, what?
Man, I tell you, politics are just...
Politics are fucked. Politics are fucked, so...
It's a big game.
Don't get mad.
It's a big... Well, I don't know. Like I said, yeah. I'm half mad that Trump won. I'm half mad because politics are such a goddamn joke. Or democracy. Democracy is a goddamn joke.
I think this proves that democracy works in the concept of democracy, because...
Yeah, but we as civilization have gotten to a point now where we've destroyed and corrupted democracy in such a way that it no longer works the way it was designed.
Yeah, it does. The majority population got the person that they wanted. It's just that you're not happy at the result.
No. What I'm angry about. No. I mean, if Hillary won too, I think
two party
still
system.
Be upset.
Two party system is bullshit. That's, I'll agree with that.
Two party system is bullshit, and the whole idea that
because you had to vote between Johnny Deuce and Trey Sanders.
It's like corporation, though, is what really bothers me as well.
Okay,
massive amount of corporation involved in politics. It's
actually,
like,
Hillary spent a lot more money than Trump did as well.
Yeah, that angers me too. Like, that's stupid.
I think it was like 50 million. I think. That's why I just don't care, because like, because Trump's an idiot, but I hate Hillary. Because she represents everything I hate about politics.
Oh, we should just build a wall, man.
We should build... Well, South Park already made that joke.
Didn't they?
Canada built a wall. But Canada also elected Canadian Trump. And Mr. Garrison fucked him to death.
We didn't elect Canadian Trump.
What? No, well, that's the joke. Like, they were making a joke about Trump being elected president of Canada.
That would be like us re-electing Stephen Harper.
Yeah, well, no, it's kind of worse than that.
Yeah.
Because he built a wall. To keep out the Americans. Alright, next question.
Next question. Last one, and then our secret question. Alright, last one. If you wrote a book about your life, what would the title be?
These questions are way too easy! It would be called The Darkest Hour. An autobiography of Lane.
An autobiography of Lane's life.
Or it would be Lane Says Words. It would be Lane Says Words.
No, it would be Lane Writes Words.
It would be Lane Writes Things.
Or Lane Says Words and someone types them down.
Yeah, like... There.
Is it autobiography? Oh, yeah, it's about your life.
About my life? It would be Lane Writes Things.
Mine would be called Living with Lane.
But you only... That's like 2 years of your life. Maybe 2 to 3 years of your life. That's nothing.
I'm sure I could write a book about it.
Yeah, sure, but that's not your whole life.
True.
It should be living pie.
Living pie?
Yeah.
Pie living.
No, living pie.
Human pie.
No, living pie.
The pie.
Just living pie.
I pie.
Next question.
It's my book title.
No, I'm abducting it.
No.
Yes. Next question.
It won't be called Living with Lane. It'll be called Dealing with Lane.
Dealing with Lane.
Suffering through Lane.
Hey man.
Not with Lane.
Hey man, I sent you that text message. I was like, are you willing to put up with my shit? And you were like, yes.
And I was like,
and the contract was signed.
And then I was like, oh fuck. this joke got real out of hand.
I'm like your own little Trump.
I fucking pushed the limit. I was gonna back out and he never did.
Hey man, I'm a delight to live with or something. I'm a ray of sunshine. A ray of
that sunshine if you're colorblind.
Wacky cocaine flavored sunshine. Yeah, stop douche fluting. Stop douche fluting in my room. Put the douche flute away. Give me the douche flute.
No.
then put it away. Way more expensive. I don't like. Who knows what fucking chemicals you're spraying into my ozone?
All of them.
All right, last question, the mystery question.
Mystery.
Hopefully, we can spend 20 minutes talking about this. Whatever.
You fucking zipped the questions. Is it tape closed?
Yeah, it's a secret, dude.
Peel back for your bonus round.
Bonus question.
Bonus round. God, they glue it. In a battle of the wits between you two, who would win? Oh, wits?
I think I win wits usually. I got like...
No, you win references.
Okay, remember that time where you didn't know how a vagina worked and I had to fucking...
Oh, that was bullshit.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It's biology.
No, I knew how a vagina works.
Okay, sure.
Says sure. The man who hasn't been laid in...
That doesn't matter. That's irrelevant.
No, it is relevant.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
How is it relevant?
When was the last time you saw a live vagina?
2012.
Yeah, so when was the last time I saw one? I don't know, this morning?
But that doesn't matter about biology.
I know how biology works.
No, you don't. I can bring back the clip. See, this conversation will never work because in a battle of wits, no one's gonna. Oh, okay, Andrew, you win the battle of wits because I'm a big stupid idiot. No one's gonna say that. Well, you're also gonna. Okay, guys, you win the battle of wits because I'm a stupid idiot.
And somehow at the end of our battle of wits,
we're British.
We both developed Cockney accents.
Yeah, no one's gonna do that. So I'm gonna say that I would win the battle of wits, and you would say that you would win the battle of wits. Okay, why would you win the battle of wits?
Ooh. Why would I win the battle of wits?
Yeah.
I would trick you into killing yourself.
Okay. I would win the battle of wits because I very frequently force you to physically altercate me when we're doing a battle of wits.
What do you mean physically
altercate? Like where you have to hug me or tackle me or lift me up because I'm winning a battle of wits.
I've never done that in a battle of wits.
What is it?
I mean, like, I'll hug you when I want a hug from you.
No.
But or will I lie on you as a joke? But if we're, like, arguing about something...
No, but it's not arguing. It's like a thing where...
You would call an argue a battle of wits?
That's not, though. What the fuck?
What do you call a battle of wits?
We're gonna ask Google.
Define battle of wits?
Yep.
Define battery.
Battle of wits. A situation in which two people or groups use their intelligence ability to think quickly to defeat each other. I think it's more like, it's like word fencing.
We have arguments all the time.
That's not an argument.
Can you give me an example of a battle of wits we've had?
I would say the vagina thing. Where you said, oh, well you would get pee on yourself, and I would say...
No, okay. There's a misconception here.
Right.
Because the whole idea was that the comparison I was making was
right.
A guy peeing on their balls is as likely as a girl peeing on their clit.
Well, once again, I'd like to say that that's not correct because balls are lower than the penis. Actually, wait. Well, depending on how big your penis
Listen
is.
Listen to my analogy.
Right. Uh-huh.
It is just as likely as a guy to pee on his balls.
And I would disagree with that.
Which
statement.
One do you think is more likely?
I would say, well... What would be more likely?
So you're this torn. My analogy is close enough.
No, I will have to think about it. But in both scenarios, the likeliness is highly unlikely.
Exactly. That's not what I was saying. What I'm saying is... They are as likely.
Which is almost zero.
Not that they are likely.
Wait, so you're saying that they're unlikely?
Yes.
So you're saying that a man wouldn't pee on his balls 99 million times out of 10 million?
Yes.
And a woman wouldn't pee on her clitoris 99. So you're saying that I'm right about pee not getting on the clitoris because...
No, I never said that it does.
Actually, you just did because you admitted, once again, battle of wits, checkmate.
No.
Yes!
No, what I'm saying is they are as likely.
But the,
not that they are likely or not likely. They are as likely, which is not likely.
Okay, so if they are not likely, that means that P won't go onto said
Not that they
part.
Won't, that it's not likely that they
That
won't.
It's statistically improbable.
But the average is above zero.
But your original statement in pertains to that is you would be covered in piss all the time.
I do not recall.
Yeah. Once again, that's another game. Me setting up the pieces. Checkmate.
No, no.
Battle of wits.
You can't win yourself. Somebody else has to award you it.
But that's... Well, there we know. We need a third party. And also...
So we have Megan for.
Also, like, that's... Because I could be wrong. But if I can outplay you in a battle of wits, that's how you win. You could be... You could be arguing the wrong side.
I suppose so. I feel like a lot of times that you and I get in an argument, you just award yourself the win.
Well, how are you?
And I'm just going to be like, whatever. Lane doesn't have anything else to look for. I'll give it to him.
So what you're saying is I would win the Battle of Wits.
No, you award yourself the Battle of Wits.
But doesn't that mean I win?
No, because a third party would decide.
But we don't have a third party.
Megan.
But we don't have a third party physically here in the room.
Well, we're not having the Battle of Wits.
Is this
the podcast, the Battle of Wits?
This is the Battle of Wits right here. The Battle of Wits is who would win the Battle of Wits.
Suit the lures.
So, once again, evidence that you win a Battle of Wits.
I think long term, if you set your mind to it, I think you'd win the Battle of Wits.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit it. Mostly because if you can actually get motivated and get set into doing something, I'm a very logical thinker. Yeah. Well, I am... Yeah.
That's what happens when you don't have emotions.
I wouldn't say I'm not a logical thinker. 95% of my career is based around logical thinking and planning about problems ahead of time.
Yeah, but that's logic in the sense of...
Megan hates going out with me to do something that's, like, adventurous, because I'll be like, all right, we have to make sure we do this, and bring this and this, and Megan, if this happens and you have to do this... She's like, Andrew, can we just go have some fun? And I'm like... Well, what if this happens, or this happens, or this happens, and we don't have this, or this? Like, I plan...
Lawful neutral versus chaotic neutral. Delicious. Stop rubbing your face. It's disgusting.
I got a booger that's really bugging me.
Then go blow it out on the break.
It's not one of those boogers that you can blow.
Then leave it alone.
No, it's just bugging me, so I'm going to try and pick it out.
Like, well, don't do it in my goddamn room, you piece of shit. So yeah, me, winner, battle wits.
But I wouldn't say it would be by much. It would win, but I would put up a fight.
Oh, yeah, of course. You put up a fight.
I'll put up a fight.
Look at all those rules where you're, like, looking up a rule. Like, oh, well, what about... And I'm like, okay, Andrew, look it up. And you're like, shit.
Fuck.
I'd say probably about 60% of the time I'm right.
Even though that I have kicked your ass in almost every Warhammer game since we played. Something moved in here.
What? I can edit this out, so it doesn't matter. What's that? I'll just rearrange the words, so it's like, Lane, you are very sexy.
And I good am at Warhammer. I am so balls. Bad.
I pee on my balls. I pee on my balls. That's you, Andrew. So is that it? We've answered all the questions. We murdered these questions.
We've destroyed them.
We've committed a genocide on questions.
So you want to tell the podcast how your week went?
No, I don't, because it was awful. And that's all I'm going to say.
And look at that. You just told him how your week went.
I can edit that out.
You got to stop saying I can edit that out, because we're not editing anything.
We're editing many things.
Nothing.
I want to edit some things.
Nothing.
What about that time where you called the beep?
Yeah. Oh, week, man.
That's not even that loud.
You didn't peek at all.
I know. Well, because I didn't want to shatter everyone's eardrums.
Bro, got to peek.
Yeah, no, I'm going to edit a couple things out, just for safety. It's safer that way.
I think you should leave it all.
Just look how pissed off all those Hillary Clinton people are.
Are you really worried about pissing somebody off?
Yes, actually. Yeah, totally.
Why?
Because it's bad. Well, think of it this way. Think of it, Jake and Amir went and made a podcast that really pissed some people off. That can snowball into a terrifying, terrifying internet campaign anti-Jake and Amir.
Okay. My issue is with it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't have a problem. Fine, we'll edit some stuff.
Yeah.
My issue is,
right,
you're never going to do it, and I'm never going to do it.
What if I do it?
Then I will be a shocked and amazed.
A shocked and amazed. Just like how I wasn't going to download Photoshop.
No, I knew you were.
Oh, you knew I was going
to
download
Photoshop. I knew you were going to download Photoshop, but I knew it was going to take me bugging the shit out of you to do it.
You didn't even need to bug the shit.
I asked you 5 times in the past, like, 3 days.
That's not that many times. And it was all... You were asking me... You would ask me, like, after we had left the house, while we're walking to the grocery store, where I had...
Yeah, but that was, like, an hour...
No. I was in the living room.
I didn't know you were in the living room the whole time.
Well, you should have known.
No, I shouldn't have, because I wasn't in the room. Yeah. So how would I know you were in the living room the whole time?
Because science.
No, there was no way of me knowing that.
Technically true.
Yeah. Maybe battle of wits, bitch.
That's not really a battle of wits.
That's two. Put it on the mound.
That's two and 70-10 billion for Lane. I've awarded myself a significant increase. My victories are worth more. What did you just drop? Oh shit, my Cintiche. You dropped my Cintiche.
What?
My Cintiche.
I don't know what that is.
My bamboo.
Oh,
pick it up.
Bamboo.
You better not have broken it. Did. All right, are we done? Are we done here? Are we done here? We're done here.
I think so.
I don't like doing outros.
This is a pretty good podcast.
You sound very fake when you do your outros. Where you're like, well, this has been Andrew and Lane doing a podcast. Fake voice, newscaster voice. 2000
words.
2007?
2017. 16. 2004,092.
The future.
2027.
It is the future. Donald Trump has become the God Emperor of Man.
He
leads a space crusade with his legion of...
He's Disney's cyborg body.
No, he is the Emperor.
He is the Emperor.
There are people who have speculated that he
Imperium.
He's the Emperor. He's the Star Child. He will lead us into a...
You're talking about 40K right now?
Yes. Yeah. That's why I said God Emperor Trump.
I don't know enough about 40K.
Oh, that's sad. All right, goodbye, everyone. What?
It's sad since the player got his ass kicked the last, like, six games of Warhammer. Oh, yes, people say words?
Andrew's a piece of shit.
You can email your questions to us at peoplesaywords@gmail.com.
And you can send your money to my address.
Which is beep. Also, you can join our Facebook group on Facebook. People Say Words.
Do we have a Facebook group?
At People Say Words.
Is there a Facebook group?
There
can
is.
We change the picture? I really hate that picture.
Hashtag People Say Words. No, we cannot. It's the only picture we have of you and I together that isn't awful.
That picture is awful!
The next picture you and I have together after that is like from when we were 16.
Perfect. Is it better?
No.
Can I just delete Facebook?
It's you sitting at a table going like this.
Nice.
And me talking to you.
Nice. Oh, is that with cards? Do I have cards? Ah, I remember that one. Classic. All right, pause.
All right, bye-bye!